On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time for Rapid Fire. It's 2020, and we're still doing this stupid podcast. For all you people out there listening. In this bit, we ask each other three questions and try to stump each other. Some of these questions are easy. Some of them are downright impossible. So if you're in your car or doing your laundry and listening to this, play along with us. See if you can go 6 for 6. It's pretty darn hard, but every once in a while it does happen.
Oh, yeah. We get notice from people that have gotten them all right and tell us we're stupid.
Lies. They're all lies. They don't know shit. all right, are you ready?
I am. Bring it on.
All right, question number one. The big Motley Crue Def Leppard Poison tour has been booked, and they have picked a band to open all the shows. Can you name that band?
That's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
You are correct.
Yeah, the only one of the four that I have not seen.
Me neither, but I would be interested.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see her. She's cool. I like her songs.
Yeah. She does rock.
Totally.
And she's the real deal.
Yeah, I would definitely. I don't know about seeing the rest of the tour. I may just go see her and leave, but.
No, I'd go. If I had tickets, I'd go see everybody.
Yeah, I don't really care much for Poison. Well, I don't know. Poison's pretty fun.
They're fun live. When it's the four original guys, Poison's a lot of fun. When it's just the Bret Michaels solo band, as fun. Yeah, when you have pictures of yourself behind you, you need to stop that right away.
Pictures, posters, like giant covering the amps and everything. It's like all in pastel pinks and yellows and greens. Dude, come on.
Turn around. Look, I'm on stage. And behind me, if you miss me, look, it's me behind me.
If you can't see me, you can still see me.
Yeah, somebody needs to tell him to stop that crap.
Oh, Jesus.
Put your name there. Don't put pictures of yourself because you're already on stage. Stop that.
Yeah. And I would totally see Def Leppard. They're awesome.
Yeah, even you know, and with Def Leppard, there's no fake backing vocals.
That's crazy.
Leave that to Motley Crue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Mick Mars is singing a gang chorus, and he's the only one near a mic. Yeah, Mick, we believe you.
Wow, you sing like a choir of 20.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then when Nicky comes up, it's like 150 people singing. Amazing. Girls, girls, girls. I want to hear two guys singing that, okay? If you got a couple girls, have them sing it, okay? But stop with the computer stuff. Yeah. I hate that.
Just be live. Yeah. What's wrong with being live?
Because I saw Motley when they were live, and they were awesome.
Yeah, totally.
That was before Vince would start to fake the lyrics.
Yeah. I saw them open for Ozzy in Denver, and it was amazing. Those guys were great. It was the Shout at the Devil tour.
Yeah, I saw that tour, too.
It was great.
It was. They were fantastic. No fake vocals in.
Ugh. Yeah, just be live.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, question number one for you. How many studio albums did Motorhead release?
Wow. I'm going to say 16.
You would be incorrect. It was more than that.
About 21.
22.
Oh, damn it.
They're very prolific.
Damn it. And yeah. I know I don't have I don't have 22 Motorhead albums. I think I have six.
And that if you count live albums and compilations and all that stuff, that's probably like in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. But their actual studio albums is 22.
Okay. I missed one. I'm over there one. Damn you. Okay. Question number two for you. You're one for one. Here you go. Def Leppard's first single from their debut album in the UK didn't sit well with their home country, and it took Def Leppard four albums to finally hit it big in the UK. Can you name their first single that came from On Through the Night?
Was it Rock Brigade?
No. Why would the UK be upset with Rock Brigade?
I don't know.
Think of the, I think it's the second song on the album. Because remember, Def Leppard pretty much started touring the United States on their first album.
Oh, was it Hello America?
Yep. That was their first single in the UK and didn't go well. The song's not bad.
Oh man, F you guys.
Speaking of that, somebody posted from there's this web YouTube channel, I think it's called Fresno Media something, and they've been posting old concert videos, and they posted Def Leppard from their opening for Pat Travers on their first album tour.
Really?
And they also have Van Halen playing in Fresno, I think 78.
Wow.
So they've taken audio and video, and I guess they married them too and made these cool videos. So yeah, I forgot the name. It's Fresno Media Company or something like that. And you can see various shows from the 70s. And the Van Halen and the Def Leppard ones, they show you clips from these shows. And I think this guy's eventually going to put them out on his own or have the band. But they're really well done. But the Def Leppard guys all have perms. And they look so damn young.
The singer was the only one that was over 20, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and this is, and Pete Willis is there with his cheap guitar. This is before he got the Explorer. He's got a right. Cheap little guitar, and they all have their.
Yeah. Jeez.
But they sound really good, and Joe Elliott's bouncing around with his little poodle haircut perm. He's really trying hard. Band sounds great, but yeah, they're so young in that.
And, wow.
And seeing I saw Van Halen in 79 when they were awesome. In this video, I think it's a little prior to that. It is so good how the band sounded, and Roth was really good too.
So back in the day.
Yeah, you can check those out. I mean, you're not on Facebook anymore, but that's where I found them, and some guy posted them on there. But yeah, YouTube.
Fresno Media.
Yeah, Fresno Media Company or something like that. And you can put Van Halen or Def Leppard, and you can come across them.
All right.
So everybody out there go.
Yeah, I'll check that out. That sounds awesome.
It is. It's pretty cool.
All right, question number two for you. What was Thin Lizzy's last album, and what was the year it was released?
All right, their last album was Thunder and Lightning, and I believe it came out in 83.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, you get a point and a half for that.
I am killing it.
Nice. Well, you got the first question wrong, so.
Oh, I'm not killing it.
No, you're...
Well, if I was a baseball player, I'd be batting 500, so that's good.
Yeah, you'd be an all-star.
Yep, and you are one for two. We're both one for two here.
So. Oh, man, here we go. It's down to the wire. All right. Overtime.
Okay, question three for you. We're going to go with the real name game, which you hate.
Ugh.
I'm going to give you the guy's real name, and you give me his rock star name. This All guy right. is named Gordon... Matthew Thomas Sumner. Who is it? He's a British guy. Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner.
Oh, I think that's Sting.
You would be 100% correct.
Yes. Woohoo!
Gordy is Sting.
Nice.
I thought you might get that.
Yeah, he's a little, That's a way better name.
Sting. Yeah. Gordy.
Yeah.
Well, Gordy's cool if you're a hockey player, right? Gordy Howe. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a rock star, Gordy doesn't work.
Maybe not.
Unless you're Barry Gordy, but that's his last name. Okay.
Okay. We'll let it go with that.
Yeah, I'm just babbling.
All right. Question number three for you. Audioslave was made up of members from what bands?
Oh, okay. I think I can get this now. That'd be Soundgarden and Rage Against the Machine.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe we talked about that earlier and there was a question about it.
Yeah. Interesting. The only thing I don't the only thing I like about Rage is all the political bullshit. Stop that. Some of your songs are pretty good. I don't need to hear any politics from any musician whatsoever. I don't even care what he believes or disbelieves. I want escapism. Give me some music.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear about how you feel about whatever. You know.
Yeah.
But Audioslave was so awesome. I think they took the best parts of Soundgarden and Rage, and Audioslave was like the best parts of both.
Yeah, and these three albums just kind of called it quit. And they were thinking about doing it again until, you know, our man passed away. Bummer.
He was so freaking good, too. I saw him on the solo tour. He came to Wilmington.
He did not suck.
No, guy was freaking huge, too. He was well over 6 feet.
Yeah, I think it's like 6'3", 6'4". I figured most rock stars are little guys, but not him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's huge.
Another giant is the lead singer from the Smashing Pumpkins is huge, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's big. He's like 6'4", something like that. He looks like he'd be a little dork.
Yeah, I would have thought so, too.
No, he's big.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
See what you learn on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show?
And I know the guy, the bass player from Typo Negative was giant also. He was like 6'7", 6'8".
Yeah.
It's a huge dude.
And he sounded like it too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. See, I could have been in that band, huh?
Sure.
I couldn't play an instrument, but nah.
That's a side gig.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, go by.
All right, you were two for three.
Yeah, that means I win, don't I?
We were both 2 for 3.
We both win.
Yeah, we both win. We'll have to split the prize.
No, let's. Everybody out there wins too.
Oh, yay! Hey, since we tied, everybody wins.
Yeah, this society is all about winning, right? And we all feel good about ourselves, don't we?
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yay!
Since you participated, you get a trophy.
Yeah, how's that working out for everybody? And on that note, goodbye.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on Orange Radio, Streama, Radio.net, Shoutcast, and Radionomy.com.
All right, boys and girls out there, it's time for Cover This, where we play you a 30-second clip from a cover song. You tell us the original artist, the covering artist, and the name of the song. This one's usually kind of fun because we get all kinds of weird songs out there that maybe you've never heard the cover of. So, Danny, go ahead and play the cover.
All right, let's see. 30 seconds.
Have you ever heard that before?
Well, I know that's Pink Floyd Money.
Correct. That's the original artist and the original song. Okay, now who is covering it? It's a band you've heard of.
Is that Donnie V?
Donnie V. It was not Donnie V. Okay, your first hint is this is off of a movie soundtrack of The Italian Job, and it came out in 2004.
Oh. I'm going by all the effects on the guitar. Is it extreme?
It is not extreme, okay? Your next clue is this was a super group because there's five guys in this band. Four of them you know by name, or if you saw their picture. One guy you wouldn't know. The lead singer is you'd know, and there's three guys from a huge band also. From L.A.
Is it Velvet Revolver?
Yay! You would be 100% correct. It is Velvet nice. Revolver. Money. My next thing was the lead singer's dead now. But that was Guitar Fixes Slash.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, good one. You ever heard that one before?
Guns N' Roses. That's a good song. I hadn't heard that cover.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
You have it. If you don't, I'll send it to you.
I have a lot of stuff I haven't heard.
Yeah. Velvet Revolver did some cool covers. They also did one of Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. Pretty cool. Oh, nice.
Well, Velvet Revolver, I usually can't get past Slither. Really? That song is so freaking good.
And another killer cover that they do on their second album, ELO's I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Really?
And it's good. Scott Weiland nails it. So check that one out when you get some time. Check the covers out. There's a couple of good songs on there.
Nice.
I think they were people didn't give them too much of a chance. The first album they loved, and the second album they just good stuff.
I thought they're great.
Me too. Stuff's even better now.
Still be around if he hadn't died.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
I think that's what broke that band up. They just couldn't deal with it because the other guys were all recovering, and he was still messed up.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, the whole Slash thing now with Miles Kennedy is amazing. So we got that going.
I still can't get into that. I have it all, and it's good, but I just haven't got into it yet.
Yeah, I like Miles Kennedy.
Yeah, he's cool. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah. All right, why don't you play your cover song, see if you can get this one.
All right, is this a hard one?
I don't know. I think so.
Because I'm speaking for all the fans out there. We would like an easy one after that one. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. Here's the cover. Show me. All right, I definitely know the song because that's my favorite David Bowie song. David Bowie's Heroes. That's the original artist and song. Now, that cover's been done a lot.
Yes, it has.
And I know Johnny Depp in the Hollywood, he sings it for the Hollywood Vampires. They just did it, but that's not it.
Nope.
I think that's Motorhead. Am I right?
You are correct.
Yes. I don't know
no hits or anything.
I don't know what I don't know what album it's on though.
They did a covers album.
Oh, and it's on that?
It's on that.
Yeah, and it sounds like Lemmy's actually trying to sing like David Bowie. He's not screaming or growling. Yeah, he's actually
trying to carry a tune.
Wow, good one. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Undercovers, something like that.
Yeah, you
the name of the album.
You were in the Motorhead folder a lot, weren't you?
Yeah, actually, I don't know why. It seems like a lot of Motorhead tonight, but
yeah, I just got in that Motorhead mood.
I guess so.
Wow. Okay. Good one. I like that. I'm to go hear that again. All right, and click.